You're listening to SBS News.
Protesters in Melbourne voicing their opposition to proposed pandemic legislation for Victoria. Opponents to the bill are concerned about Victoria's Premier and Health Minister having the power to declare a pandemic, and with this anger came violent threats. Disturbing images emerged overnight of a wooden gallows being driven into the Melbourne CBD, raising concern about a sinister sentiment behind the protests. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says amendments have been made after consultation, including changes to a clause to base orders on a person's characteristics.
We wanted to make sure that the attributes question was clear in the public health orders. A number of people raised concerns about that there were better ways to express that. We reflected on that and agreed. So we've removed those references to those particular parts of the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Act from the bill.
But Victoria's independent monitor says people need greater confidence that state powers will not be abused. Ombudsman Deborah Glass says the changes to the bill do not extend far enough to counter problems with oversight.
If there was a clear level of independent oversight, it would, I think, calm a lot of people's nerves. It would provide a level of reassurance that government simply cannot act in a high-handed fashion and trample over our rights.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says he hopes the bill will pass the upper house this week. Mr. Andrews says it is up to Victorians to form their own opinions about the protests at Parliament, but some campaigners are upset about their perceived lack of freedoms.
I'm not sharing podiums with those people. I'm not standing on the steps of this place giving speeches in some sort of a preference hunt with those people. Others are doing that, and they can be judged for it.
And he says he will not accept commentary about COVID-19 lockdowns from unvaccinated people. Opposition leader Matthew Guy has also condemned the behaviour of some protesters while urging the state to work together on healing.
I've said all week, conduct yourself sensibly and reasonably. And while the actions of a few certainly don't tar the intention of everyone, it certainly mars the approach of everyone there. And so it is annoying that some people would choose to turn up to a demonstration and behave in that way.
Debate could continue through until Thursday. On Tuesday, Victoria recorded 797 new coronavirus cases and 8 COVID-19 deaths, but leaders have pointed out that the state is open for business. Unlike the Northern Territory communities of Robinson River and Greater Katherine, which are under lockdown orders after 2 cases were confirmed on Monday. Now infection numbers have risen by 9, with all of the latest positive COVID-19 cases identified overnight as First Nations people in the Territory. The sister of Senator Melandiri McCarthy was the first COVID-19 case to be reported in a remote NT community.
That people vaccinate, you know, across the Northern Territory and indeed right across Australia. Get yourselves tested with the teams that are out there, and to make sure that you look out for one another. I'd like to say a personal message, and that is that to my sister, our thoughts and prayers are with her and our family. Negative messages in terms of social media that have discouraged people, in particular First Nations people, from vaccinating is completely disgraceful.
Chief Minister Michael Gunner says Katherine's short, sharp lockdown has now been extended until next Monday.
This is a coordinated effort. We are all working together. We'll do everything we can together for the people of Katherine. All Territorians have a call to action. There will be a mask mandate for all Territorians until 6 p.m. Monday, 22 November. You must wear a mask whenever you leave the home. You are permitted to remove your mask if undertaking vigorous exercise.
Indigenous vaccination rates have fallen behind, with only 58% of the Aboriginal population aged over 16 double-dosed nationally. In the ACT, 12 new COVID-19 infections were recorded on Tuesday. South Australia is introducing a mandatory vaccination policy for teachers and educators in order to continue working next year. And New South Wales health officials detected 212 new local COVID-19 cases and the deaths of 2 men in the past 24-hour reporting period. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.